Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Tes. We're starting two lines at the bottom of Tzadik Ches Omid Beis. And we're going to have now a second teretz to the kasha that was posed yesterday in the Gemara. What was that kasha? The Gemara said, how do I know that there's a shear of Shishim or a shear of Meya? And the Gemara said, we learned that from the Pasuk in the Torah. Shteit Legabi, the Nozir, V'lokach HaKoinitz Azroya B'Sheila Min Ha'ayim. And the Gemara had two Lishoinis, exactly the Machloikis Pshat and the Apostik. But bottom line is, we're going based on those Mandi Yamram that hold that the Zroya B'Sheila was actually cooked in together in the same pot with the rest of the aisle. And this was quite hair-raising, because as we pointed out from the Rashi in the bottom of Tzadik Ches Umet Aleph, just like Truma is only Mutalik Kahanim and not to a Zor, same thing applies to the Zroya B'Sheila, it's Osur L'Zorim. So what I'm doing is I'm cooking together an Isser together with a Heter. Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chat Chila. And the Gemara Taka said yesterday, that was Chidishu, that the Torah was Mechadish in this particular case. You can go and cook together the Zroya B'Sheila, which is poison for Zorim, Mutal L'Kahanim, but Zor Tunish Esser L'chas V'Sholim. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go and cook it together with the rest of the aisle based on this Pasuk. So we discussed that yesterday. So now, the Gemara said that that is in fact the Mokar for the shear of Shishim, as well as the other Mandiyama that says that the shear is a shear of Meya, meaning that if you want to go and be Mavatal, any type of Tam of Isur, which is unfortunately permeating the Heter, as long as you have 60 times as much, or 100 times as much, that's Mavatal the Isur. Very good. Then the Gemara asks, and the Gemara said, we learn from this, this is all background, you learned it already yesterday. So the Gemara said, and this is, we learned the Makar, the Kol HaTorah Kula. And then the Gemara asked the Bombekasha. In the middle of the Omid, the Gemara says, V'atanya, we learned it in Braisa, Zehu Heter Haba Mechlal Isser. Zehu means this particular case of the Zroya B'Shil Manayim. This is the exception to the rule. The Gemara says, what does it come to exclude? The Chari comes to exclude Kol Isur and Shibat Torah, that you should not measure it with 100 or with 60, but you should have other measurements. So Gemara Gifrei, you're telling me that that's the Mokar, the source of the shear of the 60 or the 100, but the price says Zehu, and the Gemara says Zehu Lemute L'Chayra, only over here Zehu Heter Bo Mechal Isur. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara gave one teretz yesterday of Abaya, that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though Rabbi Yehuda normally holds min b'minai loy bottle, and here you have a classic case of min b'minai, because you're talking about the whole aisle together with the Zroya B'Sheila. The Zroya B'Sheila is the chosel Zorim. How can you cook them together? Is the chasimin that this is a yotzei min haklal? Here, the Torah was mechadesh, you can go and put together a heter with an issa, because normally but here the Torah tells you that's what you're supposed to do, cook it together in the same pot. So that was the teretz that Abaye gave to the Kasha of the Zehu, that this is the only case that we find that the Torah is matter, go and cook a heter with an iser together. Rava gives a new teretz to this Kasha. Rava is two lines in the bottom of the Omer. Rava Omer, lo nitzricha el letam ki ikar tebekodshim osur. Kamash Malon the Hachashari. Tam, of course, means that you don't have the actual item itself, you only have the flavor of the item. Take, for instance, Ashtik Chazer. Of course, you're not allowed to eat a piece of Chazer, it goes without saying. But what happens if I'm not eating a piece of Chazer? It's just that Chazer fell into my chulent, Rachmon Litzlan. And as soon as it's cooked for a few minutes, I realize I do Ashtik Chazer, and I remove that Ashtik Chazer, Schnell, Aros. Take the chazer out. So the chazer I took out totally, but it left behind a tam, a flavor in the chulin. Is this a problem or not a problem? Of course it's a problem. Not a second. We're talking about it was there at least for 18 seconds or 18 minutes. That's like, yeah, if it's just 1, 2, 3, you took it out, you know, there's no problem. We're talking about that it had a chance to tzavaytzuch and tzavayin and tzakochin and all the rest. Anyway, That even though you've removed the Isser in its entirety, you took out the whole Chazer, and what is Fabrent, Aros, Aros, Aros. The question is, what about the rest of the children? So that's the din of the 60 or the 100, that you have to have 100 or 60, Tuban Diyamrim, to go mevatel that iser. We're not talking about being mevatel the mamoshis, the actual chas, because that I took out. The only thing which is left is the tam inside. Now, is that tam which is left inside, is that osir now min ha-toira, or is that osir midrabonon? You could say l'choyer it's osir min ha-toira, just like you're not allowed to eat the chazir, you're not allowed to eat the shtik l'chazir and the flavor and the tam that came out of the chazir. However, Rava disagrees. Rava says that tam ki ikar by chulin is only drabonon. It's not only chazir shom, but tunish esen, avad. So what will be nafkimina if it's tiraisa or drabanan? Says Rashi, nafkimina, whether, I'm sorry? That's good. One good nafkimina, absolutely. But there's another nafkimina as well, says Rashi. And that is, you would not get malchus. Because if you're over an issa tiraisa, and you have two items that go and say, oh, but turi shes, but turi, blah, 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 blah. If tam ki ikr is min ha-toira, then we get pech. Then you get malchus for it. If it's only drabanan, max we get makis mardis. But normally you don't go and get any malchus at all. But that's only the gabi chulin. Says Rava the gabi kudishim. Then we hold that tam is ki ikr min ha-toira. One exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is our case of the Zroya B'Sheila min ho-ayil. Even though the Zroya B'Sheila, which is osur l'zorim, it's poison. It's going and giving tam into the rest of the ayil. Here we do not say the din of tam ki'ikr osur. To the contrary, we say that it's mutter. In fact, l'chadchila, that's the way you're supposed to go and cook it. Let's take a quick look at the last Rashi. You see the last Rashi, the tam ki'ikr, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Tom Kicker.
It's not Tom Kicker. That's what we're saying. It's only 1 in 60, so it's Batal. So it's not Tom Kicker.
The Tom Kicker is the halacha that flavor has the same status as the mamoshes. Whether it not becomes Batal depends on the shear of Heter Kenegdoi. These are two separate concepts. The issue, the problem is Tom Kicker, which means that not only the shtik chazer itself is osir, but even the chazer flavors are osir. That's the issue. The question is, can you conquer that issue? Can you get over it? Yes, you can. How? If I have 60 or 100 times that chazer, then you're okay, based on these two mandiyamrim that hold, either the shir is 60 mavatl, or the 100 is mavatl. And that's drabanan, because min ha-toira, as we said in the Gemara yesterday, it's really only mitzad roiv, because you go achri rabam lahatis. But this will become clear
how
now.
How do you measure tam? I can see how you measure the mamushes. I don't use the word chazer. Let's say a piece of cheese fell into the chont.
Okay.
In a kosher kitchen. It's
okay.
More likely.
Okay.
So how do you measure, though, the flavor? The flavor being
I have a tofa number of Mr. and Mrs. Kvela. This Kvela is a Kvela Armoa, who is an expert in tamim. I give you his phone number. You can call him, and he will taste the chulent, and he'll say, "Hey, this chulent has milchiks in it. I've never had milchiks in chulent. I eat the Jewish chulent every Shabbos. I go to all the kiddushes, but I never ask." Anyway, so that's how you would go and be toyim. You go and ask the kfeil arba. Let's take a look at the Rashi, the Tam Ki Iker. So the Rashi. Tam Ki Iker is about Tam. Let's just look at the Rashi. Look at the Afraid. Look at the Rashi. The last Rashi. Yaakov, you want to sit here? Somebody has to protect me from all of this. Exactly. Okay, Rabbi say tam ki ikr. This gemara is so gishmak. It's not only ikr. There's so much tam in this gemara. So let's see the pshat in the Rashi. The tam ki ikr. Rashi. Noisin tam kimlon the oser bekodshim ki ikr ma moshoy shel iser. When it comes to kodshim, the nesinas tam, the flavor, is just as bad as the mamoshes itself. How do I know that? The Gemara is going to tell us a pasuk on the Omer Aleph in another minute, or whenever we finish all of these discussions. Ulahai milza ketani, and therefore, vis-a-vis this din of tam ki ikr by kodshim min ha-toira, that's why it says in the brasa, Zehu heter bo mechal iser, the brisa that we had yesterday, lemutei shar kodshim, that only over here we have the tam. What tam do we have? We have the tam of the Zroya B'Sheila, which is also the Zorim, and which we say permeates the rest of the Ayil, the Shlom, and nevertheless we're allowed to go and eat it. Why? Because Zeu Lebuti Shar Kochim, where Tam Kikr is also min ha-toira. Here the Torah was Megala that it's Mutim min ha-toira. Zeu. Avol, that's by Kudishim. Rava holds chulin shaper gamritin minei lemeya b'shishim. Notwithstanding that we're talking about kochim, you can still be medayik the shear of 100 or 60 by chulin. The kimlan min hatoyi do we hold miacharav lahato is the batli beruba. The alfina mehacha from this pasuk we learn not a kula, but we learn a tremendous chumra. Don't go baser roiv, but you have to have the levatel ella b'meya. And the other svarim put in the mayor or b'shishim, depending which mandiyamer you hold like. V'rova less leitam ki ikar b'chulin. The din of kam ki ikar according to Rava is only by kodshim, avat bada by chulin midrabanan, but not minatoyra. Kinem afarish v'yozel the midiraisa beruba batel. It's only midrabanan that they said the din of shishim and mayor. And this is not only our Gemara. V'achinami shemina later, b'yoyichanan, in Masechta Zavoyda Zorah, kol shetamoy, v'loy mamoshoy, in other words, only the tam and not the ikar, ein loikin olav. Why is there no din of Malkis? Because it's Rabbanon by chulin and not min ha-toyim. So, that, okay, so let's
show you. No,
that's for homework.
Homework?
Yes. Mm. The point is, in our Gemara, is Rava is saying now, the din of tam ki ikar, where the flavor has the same status as the mamoshet itself, is only osim in atoira by kodshim and not by chulin. However, in kodshim itself, there's an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? The zroyim b'sheila min ho'ay. So now that we have that background, so let's say Rava and continue on to Yom Aleph. Rava omelin nitzuchel of tam ki ikar. The kodshim is normally osir. Kamash malon, that's the zehu. Ha'acha shari, even though it's giving tam from the Zerayi B'Sheila into the rest, doesn't matter. It's still mutalach, mutalach.
Frank, you want? There's such a case by chulin.
That's what we said. It's only drabanan.
And then what means what?
But what it means is that the Torah doesn't assert it. Only the rabbis came and assert it. And you're asking, what are the halachic ramifications?
Yeah.
One nafki min Rashi just said, no, that ain't loikin olav. There's no din of Malkis. Brother Barry said there's another nafkimina too, that if you have a sofik when it comes to deraisa, you go the chumra, and if it's a rabbanan, you go the chumra. Tefriden? Frank Dimar, v'ligma minay, now that I have this pasuk of Zeroy B'Sheila, that the din of tam ki ikar does not apply to, even though it's giving tam, it's giving tam. Nevertheless, I don't care, I ignore it, the Torah is matir. Tefriden Dimar, v'ligma minay, why don't you go and say, I learned all kaddishim from this din of the Zeroy B'Sheila? Why am I saying that this is the exception to the rule? Maybe this is the rule, that the din of tam ki ikar by kodshim is also only derabbanan and not the araisa, because I see that Zeroy B'Sheila is mutter to go and cook together with the rest of the shlamim. And for the Gemara, because I have another limit faket, kol yirachmona gabi chatos, kol ashiiga bebsara yikdosh, liyois kemoya, shemsula, tipasal, vim ksheira, toichel kechomer shabak. What does that mean? That means that if I have a korban chatos, and then I have lemoshel a korban shlomim, and they by accident touched each other. And I don't mean that they touched each other for 1 second. That's not a problem. But if they were to go in close proximity for a period of time, so then that shlomim will be boileya from the chatos, its juices, its tam. So you're wondering, okay, they're both kodshim, so what difference does it make? Yeah. I'm sorry? Yes? Okay, so Barry's already enumerating all of the nafkiminas. Nafkimina one, that if it's only a shlomim, then any yidin klal Yisrael can go and eat it. Even the balim or Yisraelim, no problem. But if it's a chatos, it has chatos flavors in it, it can only be eaten by zichre kohuna. Not only by kahana, but only menor. Zichre kohuna. Are you zicha? As we stay in the Torah. Number two, how long can you go and eat a shlomim?
2 days and 1 night.
How long can you eat a karban chatos? 1 day and 1 night. Oh, so therefore that's another nafkimina. Number three, what's the location? Where do you eat the shlomim? En gans Yerushalayim. Mash enken the gabi the chatos. You can good. Very good. So therefore that's what the Gemara is telling us. I learned from the koilash yig besara yikdash. Another carbon type. Yeah, I can. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Nishno di can. So I'm the Yimus can know. Anyway, anything that touches the basar of the chatas yikdosh gets infused with kedusha. What's that infusion? Leo is kemoy to be like the chatas. That what? Shim sulat yipasal. What happens if the chatas, unfortunately, is already noiser? In other words, that you left it over beyond this man. And now a shlomim touches that chatas. it's all going to become noiser. Same thing what happens if this piece of chatas went out and became possible. Biyoitzei. Now, I made a mistake. Shnell, bring us to the Quran. It's already possible. And then what happens if another carbon were to go and touch that chatas? Again, that's what the Gemara says. Here's Kemoishim Psula. If the chatas is possible, it's possible that other carbon will also become possible. You've never heard of that?
You could eat opposite.
That's all great if you're eating the shlum by itself. But what happens if the yid is a choyze b'tshiva? It's kim yetzel. Oh! And I took it out of the azor. I took out the chatzah. So what is your natural inclination? What do? You bring it back into the azor. Does that help? No. But you brought it back in. And now you put it right next to a shlum. And then you said, tell him the whole night you felt so bad. And now you have the shlumim and the chatzah touching each other for a long time. And the shlomo will be boileya, the psul noiser of the chatos in it. That's
it,
the psul yoitzer. And if it was noiser, it becomes psul noiser. And if it was pigle, it becomes psul pigle. Sure. That's the pshal yiskemoyeshim psulati basel, vim ksheira, toichel kechomer shabbat. If it's kosher, then you have to eat it according to the chumris in the chatos. You'll have to eat now the shlomo, which you already said, only zichre kahuna, only yom balayla, lefne menaklaim, etc. Oh, so what do I see from that pasuk? I see clearly tam ki'ikar. When I'm cutting up the piece of shlum now, I'm not eating chatos, I'm eating shlum. Yeah, but the problem was that it touched it. Ah, koilesh yiga b'vsara yikdash. If it touches it, it's boileya, all of the properties of that chatos. Ah, so now I have two psukim. I have the pasuk by the chatos to say, tam ki'ikar d'araisa by kodshim. And I have a pasuk that says, no, by kochim, there's no tam kikar. I could even go in the chatchila, go and cook ezroya b'sheila together with the shlamim. How can I do that? I'm going being boileya from the isil lezorim into the aisle. So the chayyim, I have two psukim which are soiser one another. At least they're inconsistent.
Yes.
So first we understand what Rav is saying now. Rav has said that when it says in the brayse, zahu, a heter bo b'chlal iser. We ask, what does that mean? Says Rava, that means that kol atayra kula by kachim tamas ke'ikar. Here is zel. Here there's no din of tam ke'ikar, and therefore you're allowed to cook the two together. But freitimar my chazes the gamrina meheich ligma mehai. In other words, what other kudishim can I think of that I say to myself? What would be the din? Do I have to be worried about if it touches a chatas tam ki'ikar and therefore it's osur b'kodshim? Or do I say, no, maybe it's like zroya b'sheila, that it's mutter? Why am I being more soimech on the chatas pasik that tam ki'ikar is usur b'kodshim, and this is an exception? Efshepuk fakert. Maybe the rule is tam ki'ikar b'kodshim is mutter. That's why you're allowed to go and cook zroya b'sheila. I dispose by chatas. Maybe that's the exception to the rule. Who says that this is the rule and this is the exception? Maybe this is the rule and that's the exception. That's the Gemara's kasha. Oh, so to my chazes, the gamrina miheich, ligamei hai, why don't we learn from Troy B'sheil, the kola kodeshim kulam, that the din is, tam is not ki ikr min ha toirom. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why we don't learn from the Zroy B'sheil, because it's chidishu. And my chidish loy gamrinan. What does that mean that it's a chidish? It's one thing to be mavato, and Isser li'acher Hamas. But ein mevatlin Isser lechatchila. Are you allowed to go and take a fleishigapat and then cook in it milchix, and then a half an hour later you come back, oi, what happened? You go to the roof and they ask, do you have 60? Don't you have 60? Do you include the sides of the wall? Did any evaporate? Did you have in the kedeta, in the kida? All these shalas. This all b'diavad. The chachilah, you're allowed to go and take a fleishig apart and go and kick mochik. Avada nish, meturuch nish. So Ibazoi, here that the Torah says, befeidish, the chachilah, you're supposed to go and take the, you make the mixture by putting in the zroya b'sheila, that's a gevaldi yechidish, the mevatel isa le chachilah. That's why we don't learn from that. Frank Timara. It's endless, but we only have an hour or 2 hours for the shiur. We don't have 12 hours. After the shiur is over, Mehen Alatayus. He always says, get the Tayus. It's a riesige Gitamachok. Anyway, so also because of the shneers. He's also saying, Rachushiva. Yeah, okay, Rabbi, let's continue on. So we don't learn from Chiddush. Once you're telling me that the din of Zroi B'Sheila as part of the Shlum is a Chagavaldi Chiddush, so how do you even learn the basics of the Bittel, the Shishim, or B'Meya? You're telling me I learned the Shem. How did we get to 60 or 100? Remember, we discussed, Rav Ishai asked, and Brother Barry already responded this morning, it depends whether you put it together, the busar against the busar, and then you would have 100 times as much. However, if you're talking about the busar together with the atzumis, that would be the other shir. Shishim sov about busar atzumis, and the other man, the Yama, holds, b'meya means the busar, k'neged the busar. Anyway, how do you learn those? You're telling me it's exception, you're telling me it's a chiddush. So how could you even learn the basics halacha 160 from here? Everything more to anan the kulika gamrinan lechomrika gamrinan the midraisa beruba bottle. If you were learning out kulis, you'd be 100% right. How can I learn a kula from here? It's a chachidish. Chidish with a toyer is machavish. It can go and be mavatal islechatkila. But we're not learning over here kulis. We're learning chumris. Chumris, that's okay. So this is teretz number two to the kasha of the braisa. What is the zehu? And now we have teretz number three, the teretz of Ravina. That was we learned yesterday. Ravina Omar loy nitzricha el mokim chatach. The Omar mokim chatach bi alma aser v'hacha shori. What means mokim chatach? We had this concept already at the beginning of the behema makasha. What did we have over there in behema makasha? You had over there a situation where behema makasha leilid. A female behema was about in the throes of giving birth, and the vlad inside, it was so stuffy, there was no air conditioning, went and stuck out its arm outside. And then it says in the Mishnah, v'chzirai, and he brought the arm back in. It says in the Mishnah, okay, mutalecha. The Gemara asked, mutalecha is going on what? Is it talking about that aver that was outside that came back inside? Or it means the uber, which is back, which was there all along inside the animal. And the Gemara said it's a machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara was doicher Rabbi Yochanan. Excuse me, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said we learn like Rav. And that Eivah that stuck out, that remains osir forever. Why Eivah Menachai? Is it in like Nevela? It's Metama. The whole 9 yards, we had a full discussion about that earlier on. And now the question is, so why does the Mishnah say Hechzira? He brought it back in. If you're telling me that it makes no difference vis-a-vis that Eivah that's sticking out, it's going to remain Asa forever. So why are you telling me in the Mishnah Bechzira that he brought it back in? And after a back and forth in the Gemara said, it's to tell you the Mokim HaChatach. What means the Mokim HaChatach? The one happens if the animal, that Vlad inside, left its arm out the entire time. And then you shechted the animal. Then when you cut off that Eivah, you're not allowed to eat that Eivah. The Eivah has the status of Eivah Menachai. Then not only can you not eat that Eivah, but you also have to add on another half an inch or a full inch from Mokim HaChatach. Mokim HaChatach means the border where the Uber had his hand sticking out of the mommy's womb. At that spot, you have to cut it off, and you have to add a bissel of mer, a little bit more. However, said the Gemara, but if the animal retracted its arm and the Vlad brought it back into the mommy's stomach, and then you shechted the mommy, even though you won't be able to eat from that aver, but the mokim chatach will be mutter because it was within the mami at the time of the shechita. So therefore, that was what the Gemara called mokim chatach, where you sever it. Here we have the same thing. We have over here the zroya b'sheila. It's cooking together with the ayin. And now it's cooked, Baruch Hashem, beautifully. And now we say, now is the important time that we have to go and sever this zroya b'sheila and give it to the kohen. Do you have to add on a shtickle, a mokim chatach, a mokim of, you shouldn't have any problems. Do you have to add another half an inch or an inch? That's what the Torah tells us over here. No, here you do not have to add the mokim chatach. Normally you would have to, but not over here. That's the zeu heter abo mechlal iser. Zuk nochmul, the gemara vina amat, le nisra mokim chatach. Do you have mokim chatach be alma normally when you have this problem? It would be awesome. Over here, the turn is machadish. You don't have to go and add anything more. At the joint, that's where the akuva ulamata, the akuva tachtoina, that's where the zroya b'sheva starts from. Just sever the joint over there. You don't have to add anything more, and you give that to the kite. So with this, we have concluded the fascinating discussion about this Bryce is a zehu, and we have the three tuts, Mabaya, Rava, and Ravina. Now the Gemara says, nothing to do with cooking. Well, the makar that we learn is from the Zroya B'Sheila, that's for my cooking. No, this has nothing to do with cooking. Rav Dimi repeated this shtickle Torah. Now, which shtickle Torah? Not all of these three, the Abai, Mitaruva, Mitravina. But rather, the shiur that we just kept on talking about. If you go back to the Omer Aleph of Tzadik Tes, Tzadik Ches Omer Aleph, yesterday's Gemara, the last 4 or 5 lines on the bottom, we had a machlokes between Reb Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Reb Ben Levi Shem Bar Kapara, where he said that the shiur is 60, while the Gemara said Omer Lefan Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak, no, that the shiur is really Reb Ben Levi Shem Bar Kapara, the shiur is an 100. So now Rav Dimi went and repeated. Whose shear did he repeat? He repeated that of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, the second version of the 100. How do I know? As we state that doing the Rashi, Rashi is parallel to our Gemara, where the Rashi said, what did he repeat the Shtikl Torah, the Hashmaitza, the Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, that the shear is b'mei. So Yosef Dimi, come the Hashmaitza, omali abai, v'chol isur shabatoyra b'meiya. Are you telling me that any time you have an issa v'hetter cooking together, the shear is meya? Matanan! Lema omru kol ha-mechametz, umetabel, umedama, lahachmer min b'minoi. Lahoku lahachmer min v'she'eno minoi. I have over here a general rule. What did we talk about? Mechametz. Mechametz, of course, is talking about that you have a dough that you poured into it esig. You poured into it tzor, yeast. And that causes it to be mechametz. What happens if the rest of the dough, for instance, is chulin, and you threw in some chimat yeast, which had a din of truma? Uy, when does that make the dough become truma, so that only kahanim can eat from it and not Yisraelim? Or metabel means that you're cooking something and you put in tavlin. Tavlin, of course, means spices, condiments, to go and give it tam. What happens if those spices are truma inside a kedera of chulin? Or medama. Medama means that you mix together by accident chulin and truma together in the same pot. What's the halacha? In each case, you have a truma element together with a chulin element. What's the halacha? Says here the Mishnah. Lahachmir min b'mina. If it's a min b'mina situation, we're going to be machmir. The hakelu lahachmir. Where can I have both chulis and chumris if it's min v'she'enoi mina? And we're going to discuss this at great length here in the bottom and on the Amid Beis. Uktani Sefer. Now, all of this is an introduction to Abaye's Kasha, that Abaye is asking Rav Dimi, you're telling me that we hold like Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, that the shear is 100 efshenish. It's mashuv in this Mishnah that that's not the shear, but rather the shear is b'shishim. What's the mashmois? So now the Gemara is going through each halacha very carefully. Remember, the sefer that we said was l'hokul l'hachmir min v'she'ena mina. So now it says the Gemara Ketzai. Explain to you. Give me a real live example. Grisin. Grisin are beans, like beans that you pull in the chulent. Shin is bashul that you cook together with adashim. Adashim are lentils. Rashi says we're talking about grisin of truma. These were truma that was given to the kohen. You took out 1 out of 50, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 60, etc. And you have now, of course, this is Truma Derabanan. In the Torah, you only have from Tirosh, Dogan Tirosh V'Yitzar. Exactly. Dogan Tirosh V'Yitzar. I'm sorry, once again?
This was taken in a greater amount, enough to be Madama with Chulin.
Good.
Yeah. So, it wasn't Chita Achas, it was substantially more.
It doesn't have to be. It could even be Chita Achas, but the rest of the Chulin was only 30 Chitim. So then, the one chita is still adversely affecting the other 30, because you have to have 60 times, right, or 100 times. Anyway, the point is that you have a bunch of beans, which are truma, and they got mixed in together with adashim, which were chulin. And now we ask the kohen to taste it, and he tastes the lentils, and he says, you know what? These lentils have a chulinty taste. It tastes like they're beans. So there is a tam truma in the chulin. Okay, so what's the halacha now? Shteitah. If you can feel it, I feel it. Bein sheyesh behen lahalis b'mei of the echad. Bein ein behen lahalis b'mei of the echad. It makes no difference whether or not there is chulin, which is 100 against this one of the truma, or if it did not have, it's usher either way. Why is it usher? I have 100 times as much, or perhaps even 101 times as much. Why is it not mevatel? So this Mishnah is telling us because you have to have not only the benefit of the shear to be mevatel it, Also, you have to make sure there's no flavor. If there's still a flavor remaining, even after the bichul, it's not bottled. You still feel it. Oh, very good. Now, continuing on, that is, of course, that's the chumra. That's why it's awesome. Ein behem benoisin tam. What happens if you don't feel the flavor? Bein shiyesh ben lahalis v'meir ve'echad. Say, if you have 101 to go and be mevakelit. Well, that's simpler. You have 101. Yotam, nishtam, you have 101. But the chiddush is, bein ein behem lahalis v'meir ve'echad. Even if you didn't have what's so crucial of the 101, you didn't have that. But you know, masa, there's no nesinas tam. It's mutter. Now, that's the end of this part of the Mishnah for our purposes. Now, what's the kasha now? The kasha is that we're saying here in the Sefer, you don't feel it. There's no nesinas tam. So you don't need the 101. Oh, if you don't need... I'm sorry? Oh, that's the diak. Mamish Ramosha Chaim is mechaven to Allah Ameiruam here in the Gemara. Baruch Hashem. Like every day. So Zukti Muretz, Ein Ben Lahalis B'Meir V'Echad. There was not 101. And you're still saying it's mutter because there's no flavor. So what shear did you have? Probably Elabamai Labashishim. We're going down from the 100 down to the 60. So it says now, Abaye Trevdimi, you got so hung up on Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzhak that says the shear is 100. The Chayak and Medayik from this Mishnah know that the shear is only 60. Because here in the Sefer it says that if there was no Nesinas Tam, then you don't need the 100. Actually, it says 101. We'll focus on that in a moment. You don't need the 100. So what do you need? You have to have some shear. Then shishim. Is the chayda a raya not like Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak? You don't need 100, only shishim. You need meya. I said, that's the diyak. In other words, even though you didn't have 101, but at least you have to have the 100. Of course, it's a shtickle doichim shat. I mean, what's the difference between 101 and 100? Mashu.
Why do you need bechala for the shtuk
hantam? It's a shtuk hantam.
For the shtuk hantam.
So we're not around like a missile tam in the gemur. But what's your problem? What's your
issue? We don't know. We don't know. It's always 101.
101. So this is what the Mishnah said here. 101. It said if there's no tam, even if you don't have the 101, ein behem lahalis mei v'yachad, it's mutter, right? Three lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara said if there's no tam, even though there's no 101, it's mutter. Ein behem lahalis mei v'yachad is mutter. But there's got to be some shear. So what is the shear?
Shishim.
Oh, that's what Abaye says. Yes. So therefore, Rav Dima, you're wrong. Or Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak is wrong. No. It just said you didn't have to have the shear of the 101. But if that shear you have to have, don't go all the way from 101 down to 60. Just go down to 100. And the shear is the 100 shear. Why is it sorry? It's not Leis and Tam.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole reason why you have to Mevatel B'Shishim or Meir or whatever. We're saying...
It's not
Leis and
Tam.
Yeah, but...
We don't know what Leis and Tam means. When we find out,
Shishon
Meir, that's when we find out.
Reb Shlomi, your chaver, Yosef, there, explaining the Gemara. Anyway,
Omar says there was no Nesinas Tam.
That's what the Mishnah says. There was no Nesinas Tam, and therefore you don't need the shear of 101. But the Gemara says, but you have to have some sort of shear. You can just, it's not Hefker. Anyway, so therefore, bottom line is, Rav Dimi says to Abaye, I'm sorry, Abaye, you don't have a concrete raya that the shear is 60. It could be it's not 101, the shear is 100. Great more about midrashim, but may have a safer b'shishim. Since the ratio is talking about 100, then it makes sense to say that the safe is talking about 60. But to say that the ratio is 100 and the safe is 100, what's the ratio? What are you talking about? It's only ratio. Until now, all we did was we had the safe. Now let's go to the ratio. What's the ratio? The ratio said in that Mishnah, Lahachmir min o min ay. Ooh. In the safer we said, if it's min b'she'enoi min ay, then it's both lahokil u lahachmir. Here we're talking about it's min b'minoi, it's Kulay lahachmir. So give me explain. Ketza. So orishol chitin shenofel isas chitin. Oh, I have a dough made out of chitin, out of wheat, which I'm making chalas for Shabbos or whatever. And then sa'or fell into it. Sa'or, of course, is yeast. And the problem is that sa'or was sa'or of truma. And it fell into the chitim, the regular isa. So it's min b'minai. They're both chitim. And now the question is, can I only serve this chalas to kahanim, or can I even serve it to Yisraelim? So it's min b'minai. I'm going to have to be machmir. So, Kate said, give me an example.
I feel bad if we're both.
and friends, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not everybody agrees with that. So what does the Mishnah say here? The Yesh Boy Kiddush. So now we're going to do the same type of analysis that we did in the Sefer on the Omer Aleph, but with different outcomes. The Yesh Boy Kiddush L'chametz. Yesh Boy Kiddush L'chametz means that there's enough strength in this Sa'ar to cause it to become chametz, to rise. It's going to rise to the occasion. It's not going to be a matzah. It's going to be a challah. Since the Tayyar Rabbi Yankov quotes the Rashi, where Rashi says, that's the equivalent of saying that it's nois in time. If you look at the Rashi fourth line, yesh boi kdei lechametz, tahainu, nois in time. It's nois in time into the chitim. The reason why the Gemara probably doesn't use the expression nois in time, because after all, we're talking about chitim and chitim. Chitim and chitim is not really nois in time. They're exactly all the same time. So therefore the Gemara, to make it more batam, to understand, says the Gemara, kdei lechametz, it's strong enough to cause it to rise, which obviously means there's a lot of it's a very potent sa'ar, and therefore, if you were measuring it in terms of flavor, you'd say it's nois in time. Kdei lechametz. Okay, so now, what is the shiurim? Bein yesh boi kdei lechametz b'meyeh b'echad. Bein ein boi kdei lechametz b'meyeh b'echad. Even if I have 101 times this sa'ar, it's asur. Yeah, but I went to 101. It's no different than we had in the Amud Aleph, that even though I had the full shear of the Kuf Aleph, if it's still nice and tam, it's awesome. Says the Gemara, the same thing over here. He had 101 of Isa keneged the choymitz, but Lamaso keneged the Sa'ar. The Sa'ar still was able to cause this Isa to rise, so then obviously it's nice and tam. I don't care that there's 101. I don't even care if there's 102. It remains asur. Why does it remain asur? Because it's nice and tam. Now let's look at the other side of the equation. If there was not enough to go mimala with 101, in other words, the rest of the Isa was less than 101. Bein sheyesh boi kedei lechametz, bein ein boi kedei lechametz. Even if the Sa'ar has enough to be mechametz, in other words, it's very strong, and therefore you feel it, and it would cause it to rise. But even if it's not, there's not enough Sa'ar to have that great effect on the chitim, and in fact it remains platchik. Platchik means it remains like a flat matzah. And the amount that you had in this Isa was less than 101. Ein boi lechametz b'meyeh b'echad. What's the din? It's asur. Boy, that's a real big, big chumrah. Number one, there's so little there that it cannot cause it to be mechametz. And number two, we're saying that they didn't even have 101 to go and be mavatel the iser. That's the kavana over here when we're saying it's lahachmir. In all cases, you're being machmir. What means in all cases being machmir? If it has flavor, meaning it can cause it to be mechametz, even if you have 101, it does not become bottle, it remains awesome. On the other hand, even if you don't have 101, and there's not enough kedei lechametz, there's not enough, this R is not going to cause it to rise. I don't care, it still remains asur. That's the salach of this Mishnah. It's min b'minoi, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's a din of min b'minoi, that over here that we have to be machmir. Anyway, it has to be 101. So now, what did it say in the ratio? It ain't boi lahalis b'meyeh b'echad. Even though there's not enough to be machmir, it's asur. It's mashra from that. But if yesh boi kedei lahalis b'meyeh b'echad, if it did have 101, then in fact it would be mutter. It's only because ain't boi, it didn't have the 101. But if it had the 101, it would be mutter. So what is the ratio saying? It depends whether you have the 101 or you don't have the 101. You have the 101, it's mutter. If you don't have it, it's awesome. So you said now, in the Seifa, when did we say that it's not mevatel? Because it was not 101, you only had 100. Remember, according to Abaye wanted to medayik. He didn't have the 101. And you said that it was mutter in the Seifa, because Seifa was talking about that min b'she'enoi minoi. So he said, if it doesn't have 101, it's still mutter. So how much did it have? So Abaye said, well, if it had 101, it would go to the next year, it would be 60. Avdimi said, no, we go to the shear of 100. So the Sefer was saying that if there's 100, that's enough to go and mimavatel. Here we're saying as well, that if you have 101 in the safe, in the ratio, it's also enough to be mavatel. So the Gemara assumes 100, 100, well, it's all basically the same. So, ratio b'sefer b'meyah, are you telling me Rav Dimi, that both the Reisha and the Seifa are telling you the same, to go and be mavatal the Isra, you need a shear of 100. So what's the nafkimini between the Reisha and the Seifa? He said the Reisha is all lahachmeh, 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 min b'mina. The Seifa you're telling us, no, lahakil ulahachmeh. Why? Because min sheina mina. But you're telling me it's the same shear of the 100. In fact, because the Reisha said mevachad, you have to have 101. So even though it was an ein boy kedei lechamit, you want to go and make it mutter, make sure you have 101. Masha ein kein in the sefer, you don't need 101 as long as you have mey, you have enough with 100. And therefore, says the Gemara, bottom line, you have no raya abaya that this Mishnah is telling us a shear of shishim. It's really telling us a shear of meya. No kasha on Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. No kasha on Rav Dimi. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Reisha and the Seifa is in the Reisha you have to have 101 times to go and be mevatel. In the Seifa you only have to have 100 to be mevatel. Exactly, that one, according to this pshat. Yeah. And not according to Rebuta, because Rebuta holds a filler, the elefle bottle. Right, you know what? It's such a grace of chiddush. That's the long toises here on the right, on the right hand side. How can you go and make such a difference? Okay.
Hands up.
No paste. He said, "But how come to without paste?"
Okay. Anyway, the toises on the side is not happy with the Rashi, and therefore he has a different pshat in the Gemara. But this is Rashi's pshat. It's for homework. Now the Gemara continues on. Afraid the Gemara yet, v'chiyesh boy k'day l'chamet, the may of achad, amay loy batel. I still don't understand. Meaning, what the Gemara is asking now is, we've had until now a shear of roiv, we've had a shear of shishim, we've had a shear of 100, we've had a shear of 101, and you're telling me, v'chiyesh boy k'day l'chamet, if it still gives the flavor, meaning it still causes the dough to rise, to become chametz, that even b'mei v'chad, it's not bottled. Where do we have that? Here just a few lines ago. Starting on the third line, the reish, ketza, tzor, shel chitim, shenaf, aliz, is chitim, v'yesh boi k'dei l'chametz, v'ein ch'yesh boi k'dei l'halos, even though it's 101 times, sorry, my friend, it's still mechametz, it's still nois and tam, it's aser. Come on, what is the final shear over here? I thought 101 is already the maximum, and you're telling me, no, that's koch kunish. If it's k'dei l'chametz, it's still aser. So he was dumbfounded, and he said, "Ishtik,
what's the shear?
The shear is, at what point do we finally say, I have a shear to mimavatl? We thought at 60, we think, Ishtik, let's finish the Nuchlam Yit Altsfreg. Omalesi told him, Dilmashani Sa'or Dechimutsoi Kosha. Maybe Sa'or is different than all other types in the Sinistam. All on the Sinistam, Shishim is enough. 100 is enough. 101 is enough. But here, if it's k'dei l'chametz, even more than 101, you need to finally suppress the tam of the bittel. Because remember, we're not just talking about a tam. We're talking about the real magical effect of this sa'ar that it's causing the whole isa to rise. So that means it's very, very potent. It's very, very sharp. So therefore, 100, even 101 is not enough.
So what is enough?
Malay. At Karta Milzi, you know, now that we've had this discussion, you remind me of something. Not all shiurim are the same. Shari tzir. Tzir means the fish yoach, fish sauce. Shiurai karv l'masayim. I find the Mishnah that says that to mevatel non-kosher fish yoach. In other words, fish sauce fell into of a non-kosher fish that didn't have snapper of the kaskeses. Fell into a pot of kosher fish. In fact, it was gefilte fish. Can you imagine gefilte fish which is not kosher? Yeah, you have the tzir of the non-kosher fish. Fell into the gefilte fish pot. What's the shear? Korev l'masayim. Almost 200. How do you get 200? Yeah, did not. We learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah mesechtes trumais. Which state in the Mishnah? Dag tome, non-kosher fish. Tzirai, its fish sauce, is osir. What is the shear of the isser? Reb Yehuda Omer, revius, bisosayim. It's a revius out of sosayim. How much is one revius out of sosayim? So Rashi does the chesed for us. Sorry? Oh, so that's what we're going to discuss now. Sosayim by definition means two sois, right? One is saw, two of them is a sosayim. Every single saw has in it how many kavin? Six kavin. Six kav. Every kav has how many lugin?
Four.
So how much is six times four?
24.
24. Every lug has in it four revi'asin. A revi'as. That's why it's called a revi'as. Because it's a revi'as haloi. So there are four quarters. Four. So how much is four times 24? 96. That's 96. Four times 24, right? We started off with one saw has six kavin. Each kav has in it four loigin. Each loig has four revi'asin. Six times four is 24. 24 times four is 96. But that's one saw. What happens if you have sosayim?
192.
Oh. If you have fish yolk of a non-kosher fish falling into sosayim, that's the shear. It's not mamish 200, it's koroiv. And that's why the Gemara said right before the Mishnah, Sharitzir, shiurei korov lemasayim. It's 192 out of 200. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi tells it to us. V is there, Rashi. Revi is. You have the Rashi over here. The Rashi is a few lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Revi'is. Shel tzir tamei oiser sosayim shel tzir tohoir oishel dover acher. This little bit of tzir can aser one revi'is up to sosayim. The sosayim have a, how much does sosayim add up to? Moson revi'is. How much is moson? 200 revi'is. Nechi tamni minus 8. So you take a 192. How do you get to that? Because you have six kavin in a saw. Kav has arba lugin. Lug is dalet revi'asin. So you have sheish esrei l'saw. Four times four is 16. So a sheish is kavin, like we said before. Six kavin is l'shloish kavin. You have mem ches revi'asin. You have 48. V'chein arba zimnin. You have altogether four times 48 is 192. So Rashi makes the same cheshbon but starts off a little bit differently. But it comes out 192 out of the 200. So since
we. Why do we go through this entire cheshbon of revi'is? We have Mishnayos, Beferish, and Zroyim that talk about Kla, Kerem, and Orla are both of the Messiah. So we already have Beferish, Mishnayos that talk about Isser and being.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. So those Gemaras are based on either Psukim or Esmachtis based on Psukim. How do you get to the Shir by Truma of 100? How do you get to the Shir of 101? How do you get to the Shir of Kalayim of 200? But here the Gemara wants to go and explain that not all shiurim are created differently. It really depends on the strength of the flavor. Although most flavors are taka right, batel b'shishim, or batel b'meir, or 101, but you have on occasion things which are so exceptional, like the tzir, the dag tameh, where you need close to 200 to be mevatel. So just like, this is not based on Exeris HaKosav, but based on a Pasek. This is based on logic, that the Chomim were Meshayer, and they said, it's almost 200, and I can still feel it. So it only becomes bottled in more than that 192. So here too, even though the normal Shir, I would have thought, is 101, if it's Kibyesh by Kedei Lechametz, Chimutzei Kasha, then you don't go with your normal standard Shirim. You go with a higher shear. The Gemara doesn't tell us what's the higher shear, but presumably it has to be to the point where it's no longer mechametz because there's just so much is it overwhelms this little bit of sa'ar.
So how much is it at one point?
The Gemara doesn't tell us. Sorry?
Not necessarily your taste.
Right?
It's not necessarily your taste. It can affect it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's no taste by the chametz. Maybe the taste is 60, they show different.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Since it affects it.
Very good. Beautiful. It's the effect. The choyder from the previous mission that we said it, there was not 101, there was only 100, and that's why it wasn't enough to go and overcome the shear of the sinus tam of the chimetz. The choyder, 101 would be enough. Frank Dimari, you only have 60, you always have 100. Why do we have more and more and more? You keep on saying more. He says the reason is because certain things have a stronger tam or a stronger effect.
Like
tzir has the effect of up to 200, 192, and this also is more than your standard tzir. L'choira, at least 101. Vayitin Gemara answers, V'imor ma'om Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina le'batel. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't he hold min b'mina le'batel?
And you
shani tzir d'zeya ba'almahu. Which is very interesting. What the Gemara says is, when do I hold min b'mina le'batel, if you're talking about real mamoshes, or at least tam ki'ikr, even the tam, at least, are mamoshes. However, what's the tzir? Tzir is not the fish itself. The tzir is not the dam of the fish. The tzir is only the zeyah. Zey means the sweat. It's only the body juices of the tzir. So even though this is very potent, it still gives tam up to 192. But it's a cheshivis al tzimamosh. It's so shvach. That's the reason why you don't say over here, min b'minoi loy batel. Okay, everybody, okay? So we finally completed this discussion. Hey, can you imagine? It's very tricky. It's counterintuitive, they say in English. Okay, now Baruch Hashem, we've gotten through this sugya, and from here to the bottom of the oven is much, much simpler, Rabbi Sai. And that is when we started off this whole discussion back a couple of days ago in the Mishnah. Where did we have that Mishnah? It was the Mishnah on the Amid Beis of Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Tzadik Vav. 3 days ago, feels like almost a year ago, which states on the Mishnah, Yerech Shinis Bashul Bar Gid Had Nosha, if it has Nesinis Tam, it's Asher. Fake the Mishnah, what's the shear of Nesinis Tam? Basar B'Lefes. Lefes are turnips. Rashi explained in the Mishnah, what does that mean? Royin Es HaYerech, you look upon the Yerech as if it was the Lefes, the turnips. You look upon the Gid as if it's the Basar. Would the Basar give Tam into the Gid? Yes, it would. I'm sorry, the basar give tam into the lefes, yes, it would, then it's asur. However, if the basar would not give in tam into the lefes because it was so much more, like the shear of 60, then it's mutter. So that was the Mishnah that told us this shear of kebasar belefes. Rashi said, Allah Hamash Yisina. Very good. So now the question is, which part of the lefes? Now, when I think of turnips, I just think of that somewhat purple colored thing, which is rather hard, and it's a root. What the Gemara is now introducing is that there are really two parts to the lefes. The root that most people eat and cut into their salads or whatever, or the grass or the greens that are growing on the top of the lefes. I don't know whether they sell it in the grocery stores with the greens or without the greens. You have the same thing, lemushel, with the carrots. Sometimes you buy carrots which are in the package, all the lettuce, all the greens on top have been cut off. Or sometimes if you buy it raw, in other words, not nicely packaged, if it's organic, lemushel, then you have to go and pay more for the extra greens that you're going to cut off and throw out anyway. Anyway, so the question is, what is the lettuce that we're talking about? Are we talking about the root on the bottom? Or are we talking about the greens at the top? It says, we're talking about taka the roish. Near the roish, v'loy lezonav. If you look at the Rashi Brashi lefasayis, Rashi is about 8-9 lines before the wide lines of Rashi Brashi lefasayis. The yerek shalefes, that's the greens of the lefes of the turnip. V'linira shiroish halefes masuk miznovay. The top of it is sweeter than the zonav, meaning than the root down below. V'tama basar nikr biznovayis halefes b'shir muat. You can feel the basar against the zonav with a smaller shear. Abarash of the fossils, that sweetener that's built into the rush of the fossils, and ikar el b'shir gomah has to be a larger shear.
What's shear gomah?
Well, the Mishnah said that that's the shear of 60. That's the shear of the 60. Anyway, so
the lefet, when they're smaller,
yes.
Yeah, it's more sweeter, and not as bitter.
Uh-huh.
But people generally buy them just the root, the head, as it were, the white purple part.
Yeah.
They usually don't get the greens yet. You'd have to get them very young, small. They usually don't sell that. People usually buy them too big.
Exactly. Okay. So the difference between the greens, that's the roish, and the bottom is the root, and therefore the Gemara is saying when we're Mishayu, we're not Mishayu with the root, we're Mishayu with the rush of the fossils. Okay, you can put two dots over here. And now we start yet another shtickle. And the another shtickle is, we're talking about that the Gir HaNoshe goes and poisons the rest of the Yerach, the Noisen Tam. Didn't we have a machloikis earlier on in our perek where the Gir is Noisen Tam or not?
Boso or the eights?
Exactly. One man, the Yomer, said that the whole Gir HaNoshe is a shtick eight, and just like if you put a piece of wood into your chicken soup, be careful it shouldn't splinter Chas V'Shalom, it could be dangerous. But you don't have to worry about Nesinis Tam because wood doesn't give Tam. Gid HaNoshe also doesn't give Tam. So according to that man, the Omar, what's the Mishnah talking about? Im Yesh Benois and Tam also doesn't give a Tam at all. It's Ein Begim Benois and Tam. Says Yimor, you're right. Ma Season Loikya Itana. The sign you will learn the Bryce of Shmuel Benois and Yechim Roika Oimer. Ein Begim Benois and Tam. And according to that man, the Omar, in the Hanami, if you forgot and you cooked the yerech with the gid inside, you cooked it for hours and hours. Or you remember you had the case of Shmuel, that Shmuel was talking about that you didn't cook it, but you roasted it. There was a tzli, koila fi oichel. And then we had one child in the Gemara was the Gabi, a person who was meileach, if he salted it. Guess what? If you hold in the gid menois in tam, you have nothing to worry about. You cooked it by mistake with the gid inside. You were tzoyla with the wood inside. You roasted it with wood inside. You went and you salted it with the gid inside. Just take out the gid. Mutalach, mutalach, mitalach. You have nothing to worry about. In fact, if you're wondering, where do I take this from? The Gemara concludes on the last two lines, all the way in the bottom. V'hilchasa ein beginin benoisin tam, like we just said. Now you look at the Rashi, three lines from the bottom. V'hilchasa ein beginin benoisin tam. Ubein nisvashel. You cooked the gid inside the yerach. Ubein nimlach, or you salted it. Ubein nitzla, or you roasted it. Mashlicha, just take out that gid. Uviarta hara mikibecha, throw it in the waste bin, and then what's the din? Then it's much. Now Rashi adds one knech. We're only focusing on the gid itself. However, shamnei, what happens if you have the gid with the shuman? That's a different story. Then yesh b'menayis in tam. We had a machlik sitting more, but after paskin dazoy yesh shamnei yesh b'menayis in tam. Then we not the shamnei yezoy. So Algemar is only talking about the gid itself. We're not talking about the shuman, the chaylev that is surrounding.
This is Rashi shita that the shah
of the toitzus. Okay, others disagree. According to Rashi, the Shuman makes it awesome. So, continuing back to the Gemara, ain't beginning with Eisen Tam. Yes, yes.
Rabbi Yochanan said we use, normally we say it isn't for Eisen Tam, but in this case the Torah made it Eisen Tam, especially did by Gid Anasha.
That's correct. According to the Man Yomer that holds Yesh beginning with Eisen Tam. We have machlokes about this in the Gemara at the beginning of the Parak, and the Man Yomer that holds Yesh beginning with Eisen Tam says, I know it's a Shtickle 8. And I know it doesn't give tam, but the Torah is goyzer with the gzeirus akosiv as if it gives tam. But that's all according to my yom that holds yesh. But if you hold in the beginning nois and tam, it's a piece of wood. Just take it out, throw it out, and forget about it, and continue eating. Make a brucha on the yerach. Otherwise, it's totally kosher. Everything is fine. Okay. This is all we had before. This is the gimel. Back on the Feites Omid Beis, we had this machloek. It's about Yesh begin Menois and Tam. Ein begin Menois and Tam. Called Menois and Tam. Tam. Looking back at the Rashi on Feites Omid Beis. Anyway, it's even though it's a shtick eight, this man the Yomer holds that the Torah was goyzer on it. We're not finished yet. We'll finish another minute. Or anyway, getting back to our Gemara now, Zok to Yomara, there was a story. Ayid came in front of Chanina. What was the story? The Gemara doesn't tell us, but we know from the general context that this person, unfortunately, he or his wife or the chef, cooked a yerech with a gid hanosha in it. And this yid knew about the Mishnah that says, oy, 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 if it's nois and tam, it's awesome, what do I do? Have you also Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina, Baba? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina is outside the Smedish or outside the study of this Rabbi Chanina. And this yid comes in front of Rabbi Chanina, and he asked him, what do I do now with this yerech that the gid was cooked in it? Kinofak, as the yid leaves Rabbi Chanina's study of his medish, this Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina is sitting outside. Amalei, my amalach nuvusotik yuzot, wasotik yipaskin. Amalei, shari yinil. He said, it's mutalach, mutalach, I'm allowed to go and eat. I have to take out the gid, but I'm allowed to go and eat the yerech. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina was not impressed. And he said, "Ichamoyda that this yid is nishkazak groisem mar baravashi, not such a big tamar chochem, and maybe he's mistaken. Maybe he didn't hear Reb Chanina correctly. Omalei hod ayle lekamek tima toiva. Please go back in and ask him the shaila again, because I think there's some mistake over there. There's a miscommunication. Omar. So he went back in, and Reb Chanina heard him ask the same question again, and he said, "Man haydikum etzayli. Who's the guy outside that's causing me all this tzaris, that he comes in again? He'll come in a third time, a fourth time. Who is this person?" Oh, Zil Eimele, go out to him, to this Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina in Drosin, and tell him, the man, the Yosef Abba, who's sitting there outside, The halacha is ein begidin benoisin tam. And so therefore this is one of the easiest shalas that ever comes to me. A yerech has a gid in it. I always tell them the same thing. Just take out the gid and the rest is mutalach.
Mutalach.
Oh, ki also the kami de Rabami, misharuhu the kami de Yitzchak ben Chalul. When the shalah would come in front of Rabami, he wouldn't paskin it himself, but he would send it to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalul to paskin. To Mori Boy Lehatera, he would always paskin the heter. What's the reason why? Because he had a Kabbalah to Yitzchak ben Chalul for Mibishua ben Levi, that he would paskin that ain't begin benois and tan. So, Ibazoi, why didn't Rabami paskin? Why did he send it to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalul? Because Veleloi Svirale, says Rashi, Veleloi Svirale, first wide line, Rabami Leachshirino. He didn't have the Mesoira to go and be Machshirin. His Rebbe's always told him, no, Osir, Osir, Osir. Yeah, it's true, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Gudl Hadar, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalul, if you want a Heter, Rabbi Yitzchak, don't come to me. I'm not going to give you any Heterim. I'm not going to give you an Isra. I'm going to remain silent. You want to know the Shaila? Go to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalul. He has a Mesoira, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. And that's what he would do. Because he, Leila Sviel, Leila Rebbe Achshirinu, Omiyu Kim, the Mishmei, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Sharilei, Loi Machi Beidayu. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was a in generation, Ramosha Feinstein, even though I Rabbi Yan Kamenetsky disagree, Ramosha, you know, that's it. You go to him, let him go and pass him. The Hilchas, like you said before, ain't begin nice and time, and therefore you do not have to worry about the rest of the Erech, but you do have to worry if there was Shuman, then you got a problem. But if you took out the Shuman, you're okay. Finally, Gid HaNoshesh in his Bashel. Let's just finish off. We said what's the din of Gid HaNoshesh in his Bashel, then you have to make sure that. So the Mishnah continue on. If you had one gid among other gidim, Freitimar v'lifta baruba. Why don't you say if you have one gid anasha and 20 other gidim, we send the Mishnah. Then all of them are aser, and you have to throw them all out. Why not v'lifta baruba? There's only one gid among 20. Freitimar beri yashani. This din of gid anasha is a cheshivas of a beria. We've already had this cheshiva of a beria. That according to Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan say even less. Then a sheer kizayis, you're ready chayiv if you eat the gira nasha. Me'es ha'ganza gira nasha, like in a whole nemala, even though it's not a sheer kizayis, you're still chayiv because it's a beria. Here, the Gemara says, why do we say that one gid hanasha doesn't become bottled in 20 other regular nerves, regular other gidin? And therefore, fill the elef lay bottle. That's the place on top. We stop over here. Everybody have a beautiful Shabbos.